kuyizika disendaba ku VOA Ndebele. Amachono zisobo, siyalambulela kuhlelo lwethu lwezindaba eziphathelane leZimbabwe.
Kustudio 7, Air Voice of America, sisakaza siseWashington DC.
Lichona njani mtwaka zomuhle olamukela emoyeni ngenjabulo ngolwesithathu mhlaka 26 kumpandula 2018 ngutungameli Nkomo. Endabeni zethu lamhlanje, umongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa ukhangelelwe ukwethula okwakuqala amazwi yakhe okwakuqala emhlanganweni we-United Nations General Assembly namuhla eMelika selokhe wathatha intambo zombuso. Abebandla eliphikisayo LMDC bona bathi akulalutho olubambekayo abalukhangeleleyo embikweni kaMnangagwa. Abasakhulayo edolobheni leGwanda bakhala ngenkohlakalo abathi ibavalela amathuba emisebenzi. Zonke lezi ndaba lezinye ziyalandela. Umongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa uza kwethula amazwi yakhe akuqala njengomongameli weZimbabwe emhlanganweni we-United Nations General Assembly kuhola elilandelayo inengi eZimbabwe lasemhlabeni jikelele limelele ukuzwa umbiko wakhe. Lanxa kungazakali ukuthi uMnangagwa uzaxila kuziphi indikimba, inengi lithi kalikhangelelanga ukuthi ahambe ngonyawo lukamnumzana Robert Mugabe, yena owayedume ngokuthuka inkokheli yeMelika leBhilithane njalo nje kulumhlangano. Nangu uMugabe echothoza amazwe omabili eminyakeni esanda kwedlula ngokwethesa uhulumende wakhe izijeziso zenotho.
The illegal economic sanctions imposed on Zimbabwe by the United States and the European Union violate fundamental principles of the United Nations Charter.
Izijeziso zenotho ezetheswa eZimbabwe ngokungekho emthethweni yiMelika le-European Union zephula izimiso ze-United Nations ezikhuluma ngokuhloniphana kwamazwe. Alila mahloni. Sithi alila mahloni kulizwe leMelika, alila mahloni kulizwe leBhilithane nabangani benu ngokusethesa izijeziso.
Okunye uMugabe ayedume ngakho okwakusekelwa njalo okulokhu kusekelwa ngabakhokheli bamazwe e-Afrika ludaba lokuthi ugatsha lomvikela olwe-United Nations Security Council kumele luguqulwe lube lamalunga angamazwe e-Afrika.
I reiterate my country's unflinching support for the African Common Position on Security Council reform.
Ngicizelela usekelo lwelizwe lami phezu kombono wamazwe e-Afrika kudaba lokuguqulwa kogatsha lwe-Security Council olwaziwa ngokuthi yivumelwano se-ezulwini. Mongameli, abaningi bethu sesikwamukele ukuthi kumele siguqule lolu gatsha ukuze siluqinise.
Ngomnyaka odluleyo, uMugabe wachothoza umongameli weMelika uMnumzana Donald Trump esithi unguntando kayiphikiswa ofuna ukwenza umathanda kwamanye amazwe. Ngokunjalo, wamcela ukuthi akhuthaze ukuthula hhayi ingxabano emhlabeni. UMnangagwa yena udaba lwezijeziso ezetheswa uhulumende weZANU-PF yiMelika, iBhilithane lomanyano we-European Union seke waluphatha kwezinye inkundla esithi isikhathi sokuhlaba umkhosi ngezijeziso lezi sesedlula. Kambe kuyini esingakukhangelela embikweni wakhe namuhla? Nansi ingcwethi ehlaziya izombusazwe umnumzana efidlela Ncube.
Awusozuzwe inhlamba, awusozuzwe uTony Blair kumbe Britain kumbe Melika kumbe uBush. Awusozuzwe ekhuluma ngama-sanctions, uzakhuluma ngalokho okutsha osekukhona. Ngicabanga ukuthi uzabe senza lokho ngesikhiwo okuthiwa yikuresetha i-relationship. Esenzela ukuthi abonakale ngumuntu ohlukile kulo mgabe. Nxa engasakwenzanga khona lokho uzabe efana lokho ukuthi nje ukuqhubeka umgaqo. Kodwa njengoba ngisho kufanele ukuthi abe ngumuntu oveza ukuthi ilizwe seliguqukile lizasihlonipha isisekelo sombuso nemithetho elizavumela amabhizinisi ukuthi angene elizweni bese lisamukelwa kanjalo-ke emhlabeni.
Sibuze njalo uNcube ukuthi udaba lwesidingo sokuguqulwa kogatsha lwe-United Nations Security Council olwaluhlala luhlatshelwa ngumgabe lona ulakho ukuluphatha na?
Ayisilo lwakhathesi ufana luphathe, usesebuthakathaka kakhulu, usamela phathe ukuphathele lelizwe elidikileyo. Ukulungisa i-United Nations Security Council akusonto enganceda iZimbabwe okwakhathesi. Lizwe lilambileyo elingelakudla, akufuba, akulazikolo, imigwaqo edilikile, awungeke ukhulumele umhlaba nxa ngabe ngekhaya kungakalungiswa. Usamela akhangele ngekhaya lapho kudilike khona. Enze lokho yena afanele akwenze, ahloniphe isisekelo sombuso, ahloniphe imithetho yelizwe, alwele lobugebengu be-corruption. Yiyo into esemandleni akhe, kenzwe okusemandleni akhe, angadingi okusemandleni abanye okwe-United Nations Security Council.
Ilunga le-ZANU-PF elihlala khonapha eMelika umnumzana Kelvin Manduna uthi umnangagwa uyakunanzelela ukuthi abantu bafuna inguquko ngoba sokule Zimbabwe entsha.
Okwakathesi priority yakhe is to really emphasize into ye-new dispensation and open for business. Abantu bafuna ukubona iaction. They are not convinced by ukukhuluma kuphela, and I think uMnangagwa is aware of this.
Inkokheli yamazwe omhlaba eChineyo layo izabe ilalele umbiko kaMnangagwa ngendlebe ezibukhali ukuze izwe ukuthi ngempela wehlukene lomgabe yini kumbe zimbila zantabanye. Kusenjalo ekhuluma kweminye imihlangano enziwa ngasikhathi sinye lomhlangano we-United Nations General Assembly osanda kukhethwa ukuba ngumsekeli kanobhala wabona ngobudlelwano beMelika namazwe asezwekazi le-Afrika, u-US Assistant Secretary of State for African Affairs uThibo Negi uthe eleZimbabwe lilakho ukuba ligugu lezwekazi le-Afrika njengoba linothe okwamagama ngenotho yemvelo enjengamatshe aligugu. Kunxoxo ayenze lentatheli zindaba yohlelo lukamabonakude olwe-VOA Africa 54, uHaid Fitzpatrick, uNeki uthe uzaba ngomunye wabakhokhela ukukhuthaza ukutshalwa kwemali eZimbabwe ngamabhizimusi elizwe lakhe. Asizweni amazwi akhe. Siyaxolisa ngalokho, sizalilethela lawo mazwi kusikhathana esilandelayo, kodwa siye kubandla le-MDC lona elithi kakula lutho olubambekayo elikukhangeleleyo embikweni kamongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa. Kodwa isikhulumeli sikamnumzana Nelson Chamisa uDokotela Nkululeko Sibanda uthi lanxa kunjalo uMnangagwa kumele akhulume ngodaba lombuso wentando yeningi idemokhrasi.
Ibandla le-MDC likhangelele ukuthi u-president lo wafakwa yi-court uMnangagwa owangaphumelanga kukhetho olusanda kwedlula kweleZimbabwe. Nxa ehlangana nezinye iy'nkokheli zemhlabeni angakhuluma ngendaba yokuthi kuqakathekile ukuthi amazwe wonke abe nabakhokheli abakhethiweyo abaphuma kukhetho oluthembakalayo kukhangele sikhangele njalo ukuthi upresident nxa ekhuluma khona ngale athi ukuthi mhlawumbe ukuthi amazonke ahambele phambili kwezomnotho kufanele ukuthi kube nohulumende othembakalayo njalo uhulumende osuke ebantwini. Siyakhangelela ukuthi njalo uzakhuluma ngodaba lokuthi kufanele kube lokukhulumisana kwele Zimbabwe phakathi kwezinhlangothi zonke eziphatheka kwezombusazi lenhlangothi eziphatheka kweze notho yelizwe ukwenzela ukuthi siqhubeke nesilizwe zethu phambili sedlule lapho ekuntshontshweni kokhetho okwenziwa kwi-president Mnangagwa ngendaba yokuthi la yabe sekhulume ngodaba lokuthi kulungiswe indaba yokuntshontshwa kokhetho kuphumela ngezek lange-constitutional court eyasuka yathatha udaba yalufaka ngendlela eyayibekwe yi-ZANU PF athi indlela yemthethweni. Ngalokho sikhangele kakhulu ukuthi upresident wale Zimbabwe owafakwa yi-constitutional court angazama ukuthi akhulume ngodaba lwedemokhrasi lokubuswa kwabantu ngabantu ababakhethileyo.
Bakhona yini Dokotela Sifanda abakhokheli bamazwe elibona bekuceleleni ukudaba lokuthi kwaba lokudlelezela kukhetho lweZimbabwe?
Umbuzo omxoka ngokuthi bakhona yini abakhokheli bomhlaba wonke jikelele abakholwayo ukuthi uPresident Nelson Chamisa akawinanga kulolu khetho njalo abavumayo ukuthi uMnangagwa nguye owawinayo. Iqiniso elisegcekeni ukuthi uMnangagwa akawinanga, abakhokheli abaningi sesivele enkulumo eziningi nabo kabakukholwa. Abajwayele ukuthi bakuje ukuthi bathi hayi njengoba yena umuntu lo ekhanya ngani ufuna ukuyalela khonapho yini lingakhulumisani laye lize ukuthi lingamsiza ngaluphi uhlangothi njalo ngayiphi indlela. Kodwa abaningi abaningi kakhulu kabakuvumi lokho. Siyabona ukuthi i-EU ehlanganisa amazwe afika 27 entshonalanga. Kuzobuya i-United EU yathi yona ukhetho kaliphathwanga ngendlela eqondileyo kule zinto ezingalungiswanga kahle. Ube usukhangela i-United States AIRI le-NBI baphumisa umbiko besithi hatshi ukhetho kalenziwanga ngendlela enhle. So kusegcekeni kakhulu ukuthi amazwekazi amaningi aqhubeka njalo aphitheka indaba zedemokhrasi akubona kumgceki ukuthi upresident Mnangagwa wazifaka embusweni kodwa akawinanga ngendlela eqondileyo.
Ubehlangana uMnangagwa leziphathamandla zamazwe achiyeneyo kanye lenhlanganiso ezichiyeneyo zomhlaba ngapha eMelika phambilini komhlangano we-United Nations lo owanamuhla. Libona uhambo lwakhe lolu lusiza ilizwe leZimbabwe na?
Imbiko eminengi evele kwele America namhlanje itshengisa ukuthi imihlangano eminengi esiyenziwe uMnangagwa leqembu lakhe kayiphumelanga kahle. Siyazi ukuthi kube lokulumela kakhulu phakathi kwemihlangano eyenziwe uMinister weFinance uMthuli kwakhanya ngani kazwakali kuhle kaphumi kahle. Ngani ukukhalipha kwakhe bekungaphumi kangako, so abantu sebezemanti kade ngani ukukhaliphe kanjani. Njalo nje kube lodubo lokuthi kuphume futhi udaba lokuthi enye inkampani kaminister Mthuli khanya isibanjwe ngobuqili la nge-corruption. Njalo omunye womuntu ekade esebenza lo minister lowo usuke wabotshwa, ebotshela ukuthi utshontsha imali efika $500 million US dollars. Ngibonani khonokho kusuka kuphambanise kakhulu abantu abahlangana nabo nxa kusegcekeni ukuthi upresident welizwe uhamba nomuntu osebenzelana ndawonye nabahuquluzi labantu abaqhamula umthetho. Khonokho mbonakani kuyinto embi njalo kubuyisela ilizwe leZimbabwe emva kakhulu.
UDokotela Nkululeko Sifanda, isikhulumeli sikamnumzana Nelson Chamisa ongumkhokheli webandla le-MDC, sixoxela eseHarare.
Le Studio 7 esakaza eZimbabwe lifisa siphuma ngapha iVoice of America eseWashington DC.
Siyeke kudaba esilithembise elona olwesiphathamandla iseMelika esibona ngobudlelwano balelo lizwe lamazwe aseAfrika. UThibo Negi Kuluma inge ngokuthi eZimbabwe elilizwe eliligugu njalo elilakho ukuphumelela alubana lithe laphathwa kuhle.
We sure hope that changes, real changes on the horizon, because the fact is that Zimbabwe could be one of the stars of Africa. There's almost not a sector that Zimbabwe could not excel at. What is key now is real action. The legislation and sanctions against Zimbabwe are quite specific and also specific in what needs to be done to again open up that space. If these steps come into being, then I would become a huge cheerleader with the U.S. business sector to say, absolutely, you know, this has happened now, so look at Zimbabwe as a possibility for investment, because at the end of the day, it's not going to be any amount of international development assistance that will move a country from, you know, low income developing to middle income. It's going to be foreign direct investment. We see that over and over again, you know, throughout the world, because there's massive amounts of international capital looking for good places to invest. But for that, the business community needs transparency. They need to know that it's a corruption-free environment and that they can get a fair return on their investment.
Oso kudingeka lapha ukuthi gabaqalise ukuthatha amanyathelo athi ukube bekhuluma ngomlomo. Imelika yebo yethesa eZimbabwe izitshezo zenotho, kodwa eziqondiswe ebantwini abalikhulu lamajumi amahlanu lane kuphela, hathi ilizwe lonke. Imelika likhangelele ukuthi iZimbabwe ilungisise okuthile andubana lezo zitshezo zesulwe. Okuqakathekileyo ukuthi iZimbabwe kumele ibe lombuso wentando kaZulu lokuhlonipha ilungelo loluntu. Nxa iZimbabwe ingalungisisa konke lokhu, mina ngokwami ngizaba ngomunye ozakhokhela ekukhuthazeni osomabhizimusi beMelika ukutshala imali eZimbabwe. Baningi vele abeMelika abalisifiso sokuyavula amabhizimusi eZimbabwe ngoba lilizwe elinotho emangalisayo.
Ubona ngobudlelwano beMelika lamazwe aseAfrika, umnumzana Thibo Negi ekhuluma lapho lentatheli zindaba ye-VOA Africa obehumusha ngoGibbs Dube. Omunye njalo okhulume emhlanganweni we-United Nations General Assembly ngodaba lweZimbabwe ngomnumzana Antonio Guterres, unobhala jikelele we-UN.
As our Secretary General Kofi Annan once reminded us, we share, I'm quoting, a common destiny. We can master it only if we face it together. And that, my friends, is why we have the United Nations. End of quote. Our future rests on solidarity. We must repair broken trust. We must reinvigorate our multilateral projects. And we must uphold dignity for one and for all.
Njengokukhunjuzwa kwethu ngowayengunobhala jikelele owe-United Nations uMoyi, umnumzana Kofi Annan, silela kusasa elifanayo, njalo kuba lula nxa ubunzima singabubheka sisonke, sibambisane umthwalo. Ngakho-ke njenge-United Nations kungumthwalo wethu ukuthi simanyane, sibambisane kwezentuthuko, sixolelane ukuze siqhubekele phambili.
Lawa ngamazwi kamnumzana Antonio Guterres, unobhala jikelele we-United Nations, ekhuluma ngodaba lweZimbabwe kulomhlangano obehumusha nguPraxedis Jeremiah. Ku-Livetalk lamhlanje sikhangela okwenzakalayo emhlanganweni we-United Nations General Assembly, lapho umongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa azakhuluma khona namuhla. Thumelani i-text message kunombolo ezithi 001-202-465-0318 ukuze silithinte ecingweni lingene kuhlelo. Singene kwezivela kwamanye amazwe ngamafitshane. Isaziso seMelika esesibili sokuthengisela eleTaiwan izikhali zempi sibikwa sesicunule kakhulu umakhelwane walelo lizwe eleChina. Isigodlo sabebutho leMelika esePentagon sibike ukuba sithengisele eleTaiwan izikhali ezigoqela indizamtshina zempi ezifana le-F-16S le-F-5S ezibiza izigidi ezingamakhulu edlula amathathu amadola i-$330 million. Kuhlandla lethu lezizalwane zeZimbabwe esezihlala kwamanye amazwe lamhlanje sixoxa ngomcimbi wokupha izicoco abeZimbabwe abahlala ngapha eMelika abatshengise ubungcitshi lokuzinikela ekwenzeni imisebenzi etshiyeneyo. UChris Gande weStudio 7 uxoxelo nkosikazi Praxedis Masenda, omunye wabaqoqa lumbuthano ozenziwa ehoteleni yeMaryland.
Igama lami nguPraxedia. I'm one of the ZAA organizers.
Umcimbi wonalo ngowakuqala yini?
I-ZAA has ama-branches maningi. Khonapha e-America, this is the third year.
Ya, ungasitshela ukuthi ngayiphi inhlanganiso kumbe amakampani alincedisayo ukuthi liyenze umcimbi lo?
This year, the third year, sizaba khonapha e-Marriott, ye-Washington, D.C. Amakampani maningi kumbe e-Stewart Bank no-Dr. Lance, Goldma from Zimbabwe, nemanye amakampani baza khonapha ama-sponsors ethu.
Kahle kahle kuyaba kuhamba njani likhetha abantu? Siyazi ukuthi lipha izicoco abantu ngento ezijene. Ungasitshela nje ngamafeatures ukuthi kuyaba kuhamba njani?
Oh yes, ama arts amange baba different categories. Amanye ama entrepreneurship, ama advocacy, ama sports. So izivala zonke eZimbabwe bayenza izinto ziningi ezabakhabethi bethu. So sikhetha abantu based on whatever they do ema communities ethu kumbe ema sports ni ema entertainers. So siba kule evotweni eniyenzayo. So whoever uwinileyo uzawani award konapha.
Bona vele bakhethwa njani abazawina bona?
Kule i-voting system. So i-voting system ended on the 20th. And then kule after whoever won. So it's all over the world. So whoever won in a different category. Kumbe, for example, I'm going to pick one example. Emma Sports in the Sportsman of the Year. So there were six people who were nominated. So whoever won the most votes is going to win for that category. So we have like how many categories? 89 people in total were nominated in different categories. So whoever had most votes, so Academic Excellence Award, Entertainer of the Year, so different categories. So whoever won the most votes is going to win the award.
Yeah, manje bonabo abazanqoba baphiwani imivuzo?
Oh, kule ama trophies from the ZAA Awards. And ama trophies lana are coming from the ama sponsorship aid, because this is based on sponsorship. ZAA is sponsorship organization. So, for example, like we said before, East Stewardship Bank with Dr. Lance and his team, they're actually coming from Zimbabwe. So, they're abanye ama sponsors there too. They're sponsoring this, so we have AMA Awards Liana, so they're going to get a trophy, a placard, a unique plaque they're going to get with their name on there, and it's saying congratulations for being an Academic Excellence Award winner for 2018. So that's their awards they're going to get in recognizing what they've been doing in the community. So that's really what's going to be about.
Manje libona ungani kuzaphathisa ngani ukupha abantu izicoco zona lezo?
Oh, when we get khonapha e-Marriott Hotel at the event, we probably igala khonapha. Abantu ba, so far we have at least over 120 people baza buya khonapha e-Awards. Kuzaba entertainment nge-music, izinto ziningi ziyaba khonapha nge-raffles, so sort of a gala. So when people are, we are going to have a voiceover too, like just like the Oscar Award. So when we call out your name, you go on the stage. We are going to have ama presenters, bakhona amanye ama nominees as ama presenters as well. And then you get up on the stage just like the Oscar style. So it's going to be uniquely different this year.
Abazali bazisa uZulu ababe benza lokho kuthiwa ikuperforma ngesilungu ngobani?
Ah, sizeza makho mixture phela. Kuzaba kunye like we said kuzaba o Dr. Lance and then kuzaba kumbe u the Zim ambassador to US izaba khona futhi u Mr. Mthethwa uya uzaba khona. And then kula u Mr. Gabe Shumba uzaba khona futhi. He has the Godma, he's representing Godma from Zimbabwe. It's one of those major companies for gold in Zimbabwe. So those are many ama companies abantu baya baza represent this gala that's going on. And konapa is about uniquely mesmerizing because kuzaba nge mixture ye mbira, urban groove and some DJ mixture konapa. So abantu bapongtiba uye bas support.
Unkosikazi Praxedis Masenda ngomunye wabaqoqa umcimbi weZimbabwe Achievers Awards obekhuluma ecingweni lo Chris Kande wa Studio 7 eseTexas khonapha eMelika. Kwezemidlalo ngamafitshane, umqeqeshi weqembu elimela eZimbabwe emdlalweni wenguqu elama Warriors uSunday Chizambwa usethule iqembu lakhe labadlali abangamashumi amabili lantathu eliza kuyadlala imidlalo emibili yokungena kumncintiswano weAfrica Cup of Nations. IZimbabwe idlala leDRC njalo leli qembu liqoqela umdlali odlalela iqembu leNottingham Forest elakwelembilithane uTendai Darikwa kodwa obikwa engelagwalo lokuhambisa olweZimbabwe passport. Peta eza kusihlwa sikhangele ebezihamba phambili. Umongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa uza khuluma okokuqala selokhe waba ngumongameli emhlanganweni we-United Nations General Assembly edolobheni le-New York khonapha eMelika namuhla. Utaba labasakhulayo abekwanda bakhala ngokuvalelwa amathuba ngendaba zenkohlakalo kazi senelisanga ukulethulela lona likhongozele kusasa ekuseni. Olivalelisayo Muntungameli Nkomo.
Siyalibonga ngokulalela kwenu. Asibeke ithuba elifanayo kusasa ku Studio 7
kusukela ngo 7:30 kusiya ku 8:00 ntambama kuhlelo lwezindaba zeZimbabwe.
Tinotenda nekuteerera chirongwa chedu. Teererai zvakare mangwana kubva na 7 PM kusvika na 7:30 PM.
Apo tinokupa inhau muririmi rweshona.
Lilani.
Murara zvakanaka muri yeZimbabwe.